it really points to the fact that maybe in a pre-immunized population or a non-immunized population, I should mention, that these kids can still get sick. And it is concerning, particularly in light of the fact that, you know, these variants are continuing to emerge. We now know that there are variants that emerge in other parts of the world that are circulating right here in the United States. So these are all very concerning trends, and it really speaks to the importance of getting vaccinated.
Is there concern with society opening back up and kids going back to school?
Well, I'm certainly going to emphasize the fact that for eligible children, they should go ahead and get vaccinated. When you compare the trends that we were observing in March and April, the hospitalization rates were actually greater than the hospitalization rates we typically see during the flu season. Another false narrative out there is that, you know, COVID's no worse than the flu. In fact, if you look at this data and other data, it's worse than the flu. It's a lot worse than the flu. There have been more kids who have died due to COVID than typically die in an average influenza year. I think it's important that we continue to abide by a lot of the activities and measures that we've been taking, mask wearing, hand washing, and social distancing, and those types of things. But the cornerstone right now to getting this under control is vaccination. I can't emphasize that enough.
Now, the COVID-19 vaccine that adults get, is that the same one that is approved for children, the 12 to 15-year-olds? Is that the same one, or is it different in some way?
No, it's exactly the same vaccine. And what we know about that vaccine is it's highly effective. I mean, it's one of the most effective vaccines that we've ever used. It seems like the durability of immunity is, you know, continuing to last. I mean, we're not seeing a lot of people who were vaccinated early on getting sick with COVID. How long that immunity will last, we don't know. We now have close to 300 million doses given in the United States. So there are a lot of people out there who are initially maybe hesitant to get vaccinated because we didn't have a lot of experience. Well, now we have about 300 million doses worth of experience, and it's safe and effective.
The science proved there was a difference between minorities being hospitalized and affected by the virus versus others. Are we seeing that in children?
So this has been one of the perplexing observations during the pandemic, and that is that certain racial groups and ethnic groups seem to be more prone to severe infection due to COVID than other groups. And we really don't know why that is. We certainly know that there are underlying risk factors, obesity, of course, chronic lung disease, so on and so forth. But the racial disparities are really perplexing. That's going to have implications in any population, in any age group. But we have an effective tool. That's vaccination. And I suspect that maybe by the end of the summer or fall, some of the ongoing clinical trials will be completed and we'll be able to start immunizing individuals less than 12 years of age. I think that's really going to make a tremendous impact.
You mentioned there have been rumors of the COVID-19 vaccine causing infertility. Is there any truth to that?
So this particular rumor is perhaps among the most baffling to me. I started hearing about this in January and February. And if you remember, the COVID vaccines were first approved in December. The effort, the campaign to get vaccine out there was really started at the end of December, really started taking off in January. So I often wonder, if the vaccination campaign started in December, how can we know by January that the vaccine causes infertility? That doesn't make any sense. And in fact, there's no data to support that.
And if a kid has already been diagnosed with COVID-19 in the past, should they go ahead and get the COVID-19 vaccine? What is your thought on that?
They certainly should. We do know a couple of things about the COVID vaccine. One is that these vaccines induce a robust immune response. In fact, the immune response induced by the vaccine is actually greater than the immune response induced by natural infection. That's very unusual for a vaccine. So children and adults who have had COVID in the past, they should go ahead and get the vaccine because that's going to actually boost their immune system and boost the durability of that immune response and will protect them even more than just the natural infection.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.